All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball, another beautiful day for baseball today. If you love the game of baseball, you know why. The drama of baseball, and we saw it last night at Oracle Park. Fabulous game before 33,168. The Giants get their first walk-off win of the year, 6-5 in 10 innings over the Oakland Athletics. Giants now 9-4 in interleague play. And on the season, they are 50-26, number one in Major League Baseball. The ball club has won 10 of 11, 22 of 29. They're 16-6 in June. The A's are 15-8 in June. And believe me, the A's are not an easy team to play. For the Giants, they are now 26-10 at home. The A's are 21-15 on the road. And the Giants hit two more home runs last night to put their total to 114. As the dust settles this morning, and we'll go through this game a little bit, it was one of the fabulous games of the year and one that we're going to remember for a long time. The Giants do win at 6-5 in 10 innings, as I say. The Dodgers beat the Cubs, so they're 46-31 now. The Giants are 50-26, and they've got five more games till we get to the halfway point of the season. So the Dodgers winners last night, they're 4.5 back, but San Diego lost 10-1 to Arizona. Merrill Kelly, the best pitcher Arizona has, the Giants will see him later this week, beat the Padres 10-1. The Padres now drop 5.5 games behind the San Francisco Giants. And in the loss column, the Giants have 26 losses, and believe me, we've got two long months ahead of us, then a race to the finish, so a lot of baseball. But right now, the Giants have 7 games up on the loss column on San Diego and 5 games up on the loss column on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, when we take a deep breath and look back at last night, there are a lot of things that happened in this game last night that the Giants can build on, and it wasn't necessarily the big guys. Obviously, Posey is out with the tight back. Belt is out with a knee injury. Longoria is out with a side injury. And basically it was Brandon Crawford of the veterans holding the line last night. Alex Wood started for the Giants, and he struggled last night. I thought they were going to pinch hit for him in the fifth inning, but Gabe Kapler didn't. And Wood then got in trouble in the sixth inning, and he was gone at that point. But when you look at the game last night, this is the game the Giants trailed 1-0. Then things started to happen. Lamont Wade Jr. and Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, he said it to us on the pregame yesterday, when Lamont Wade Jr. gets a pitch in the strike zone, a mistake pitch, he doesn't miss it. He's hitting .500. And boy, he hit a big home run last night into the pavilion on an 0-2 pitch from Frankie Montas to put the Giants up 2-1. Well, then the A's came back and tied a 2-2 on a single by Moreland and went up 4-2 on a two-run homer by Matt Chapman up into that pavilion off of Zach Littell. And then things started to get interesting as we got into the latter stages of the game. Giants made it 4-3 on a base hit by Wilmer Flores. They made it 4-4 on a home run, who's struggling against left-handed pitching, as Susan Slesser pointed out in the Chronicle this morning. Donovan Solano, his first hit in 16 at-bats against a lefty, put it into the left field seats to tie it up 4-4. All right, then we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, and it looked like the Giants were going to pull one out here as Brandon Crawford came up, and Ken Korak on the A's broadcast was warning everybody, you don't want to face Crawford here. And Crawford got a base hit to left field, and then a very interesting play happened. Tony Kemp, not with a big arm, throws the ball to the cutoff man, Matt Chapman, who's got a rifle, and Lamont Wade is cut down at the plate to end the ninth inning. How about that? Before 33,000 excited fans, he's cut down at the plate, and we go to the 10th inning. McGee was in there in the 10th inning, and we know he gives up contact, a sacrifice fly to Chapman. And then we got to the bottom half of the 10th inning, and this was one of those classic, classic Giant games last night. For Steven Duggar, he gets the base hit with the ghost runner on second, and I'm telling you, it was a rocket into center field. A rocket into center field. Scores the run to tie it up 5-5. Crawford scores that run. And then it's Kurt Casale. And he was our difference maker of the week. He's got a sort of little bit of a tight back. He's in there for Posey. And he hits one down the left field line. Tony Kemp has trouble digging out in the corner, a little bit off the wall down there. Duggar is flying around the bases, and he ends up scoring the winning run, and the Giants walk it off 6-5 over the A's in 10 innings last night. Wow, what a game. As I say, you look at the amount of walks and strikeouts and the Giants' amount of hits, but the big hits counted last night, and the players who are coming through are players who are not well-known. They're not, and we've got a long season ahead of us, but they're coming through and very confidently coming through as the Giants win it last night, 6-5 in 10 innings over the Oakland Athletics. Wow, interesting game, exciting game, close to 4 hours long, and boy, you invested some time last night in the game. It was a tough loss for the A's. They fall 3 games behind Houston, and they turn today to Cole Irvin, a left-handed pitcher. He's 27 years old, 6'4", 217. He's 7-9 lifetime, 5-7 this year, University of Oregon, and the A's purchased him from the Phillies, where he had pitched in 2019 and 2020. So Cole Irvin goes today, 35th game, 19th major league start. In 15 games, 86 innings, 95 hits, 9 homers, 15 walks, and 60 strikeouts for him. In June, 4 walks, 15 strikeouts, 22 innings, 28 hits, and a couple of home runs. So lefties 318, righties 263. 7 of the 9 homers are solos. First time through, 277, second, 240, and the third time you could get him at 330. A lot of relievers used last night, 6 for the Giants, 5 for the A's, so they're going to look to get some length out of Cole Irvin, a young rookie pitcher today for the Oakland Athletics. On the Giants side, it's Sammy Long today making his second major league start. I'm sure the buses are coming down from Sacramento. The key for me, for Sammy Long, is to establish that fastball and drop that big Uncle Charlie, that big Barry Zito at his best curveball, and see what he can do with that. Lefties 2-17 against him. Righties 8-37. And his start against the Phillies, his first major league start, 6 innings, 4 hits, a couple of runs, a homer, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. So that is what is going on today. In this matchup, Cole Irvin, Sammy Long, as the Giants go to try to sweep the Oakland Athletics. It is not easy, but boy, as I say last night, interesting hits, confident hits, and they came through at the right time. And these are not the big players. These are not the big well-known names, but these players have put the Giants 50-26, number one in Major League Baseball. So the story goes on. Today, it is Zach Gallen and Darvish down in San Diego, and Alzolay and Kershaw in L.A., where the Giants go tomorrow to face Bauer and Buehler with DeSclafani and Gausman. Wow, this 2021 baseball season is getting to be quite a story. All right, we bring in Bill Lasky. Bill, good morning. What a game last night.
Good morning, Marty, and the Giant fan base was rocking last night. I tell you what, those cardboard cutouts couldn't have been louder last year, but I tell you what, with all the fans yesterday, a lot of fans being in there for the first time since 2019, they were standing up, sitting down, they were excited, it was loud, and I tell you what a great game that was, and especially against the Oakland A's.
Well, there was action. You know, that was what I liked last night. I mean, we had, 18 strikeouts and 9 walks, and that's part of baseball 2021. But you had plays at the plate. You had guys stealing bases. You had rockets into center field. You had home runs erasing deficits. You had Chapman going into the pavilion. Lamont Wade, 0-2, knocking one out. Solano with tremendous power to tie the game up. the bullpens. Bill, last night for me, that was, and I hate to say it, have a drink, that was a baseball game. The Marty Leary drinking game, that was a baseball game. And the Giants came out on top of it, and it was pretty darn good. And 50 wins for this ball club, 50 wins. It's incredible.
Both teams threw their bullpen at you, and that was one thing when you looked on the A's side. Petit, Romo, Diekman, who never gives up home runs, gives a home run to Solano, Trevino. Those were their key guys, and the Giants battled them. And on Giants' side, I thought Alvarez, Rogers, and McGee were just lights out. They were ahead of hitters, using off-speed pitches. And a little bit on Alex Wood. I thought he had times of that game. He had a real nice slider. He had his changeup. But then he started getting upset, and you could see the frustration on him on a couple calls that he didn't get. And, you know, I talked to Kruk yesterday on a talkback, and that was one of the things he said. He's got to quit fighting himself at different times of the game. And I think that's one thing I saw yesterday where he kind of calmed down at different times. He went out there in that sixth inning. He tried to give it his best, and I thought that was a good move. But, again, Zach Littell got a ball up to Chapman. And we don't see too many balls, Marty, from a right-hander to go out to right field, but Chapman got all that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have knocked him out. I would have taken him out for a pinch hitter in the fifth inning. He was already at 85 pitches. If he gets in any trouble in the sixth inning, he's out, and which is exactly what happened. So I would have taken him out in the fifth inning. He was all over the place, but I thought there were some positive signs with Wood. The A's are 19-11 against left-handed starters. They face Sammy Long here. The Giants are 14-8 against lefties and, of course, facing Cole Irvin in this one. But there was a stat this morning that I think was very definitive of what's going on. If you look at the Giants against all the divisions here that they played in the National League, they're the only team with a positive record against every division. They're 10-7 in the East, 11-4 against the Central, and the Dodgers are like 9-10 against the Central, and they're 20-11 in the West. Now, the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants are all very similar in the West because of the demise here of the Rockies, of course, and Arizona, which broke the 24-game losing streak on the road last night. But I think the numbers are starting to speak very loudly about the Giants, very loudly to me.
Yeah, and I tell you what, anytime you do interleague and you get that pitcher from the other side pitching and they have to hit, I thought that was a key point. A couple times Frankie Montas came up and just looked pathetic. And on the other side, Alex Wood made contact. But I think the DH is definitely going to be thought about for next year because there's more excitement in the lineup. I know I was a National League pitcher. I like pitchers hitting. But sometimes when you get a rally going, it's like a rally killer. And yesterday I thought the Oakland A's got hurt by it with Montas swinging. But going over what you just said, different divisions, different leagues, it's just been so cool to watch this team continue to grind at bats. The A's threw over 200 pitches yesterday in that game, and it's all about taking the pitches. You saw Duggar, just a great game. He had three walks yesterday. And these guys just know the strike zone, and they keep working on it, Marty, and it's definitely overcoming a lot of the negatives they've had in the past years, and it's working for these hitters.
Yeah, Duggar is terrific. And I say it again, I always say let the kids play. This guy's got, I don't care, I love Austin Slater, and it's nice to have DeBon in there every once in a while, and you just cannot take this guy out. I'm sorry. He's a good defender, and he looks terrific at the plate, and let him play. I think he's got more in there against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, he's hitting over 400 with runners in scoring position. I saw that last night, and I just shook my head, and I'm like, wow, and he's 10 for 23 with runners in scoring position, and he came up so clutch in that 10th inning when he got the base hit up the middle, and the place was just got electric.
Come on, he hit a rocket up the middle. I mean, this wasn't like a bloop to center field. This was one, and look, the A's made a lot of mistakes pitching-wise. Frankie Montas, 0-2. To Wade. And Mark Simon said it. He says when Wade gets a mistake, he gets a cookie over the plate. Guy's hitting 500. And Montas, 0-2. Come on. You got to bounce one here.
Yeah. And he threw a couple of them in there, Marty, at 0-2. It wasn't just the first pitch.
That's right.
And then he throws it down and in. Wade didn't miss that ball, as you said earlier. I mean, Wade smoked that ball. And that place just, I mean, it was 1-0, and you were wondering if the Wild pitch was going to be a 1-0 loss. And once he hit that ball, I said, okay, here comes the offense, because they only had one hit through the first four innings.
I know, and that's an issue. Look, you know, they're challenged, hitting-wise, there's no question. But they got the hits when they needed it last night. Well, your guy Littell, who shaved his beard a little bit and cleaned it up after getting rocked, if I see him today, he may not have a beard today. I mean, the pitch to Chapman, Bill, that it was just right down the middle, up, and Chapman, he's not hitting the ball great, but boy, he didn't miss that.
Yeah, that was an 0-1 pitch, and he came right back. He went inside with the first pitch, and the second one, like you said, he leaked it over the middle about belt high.
Right.
And you don't miss. Chapman doesn't miss too many of those, no doubt.
Well, and the last thing you and I chat about before we go to your guest, which I'm very anxious to hear, Bip Roberts, this morning, the relay from Kemp to Chapman to the plate. And Woe is coming on. We'll talk to Woe about this a little bit. But, boy, Kemp has no arm, but he got the ball to the guy who has the rocket, the rifle. And they threw out Wade at the plate. That was some play.
That was a bang-bang play. I never even thought of that. Usually the infielder goes out into the grass, Marty, to get the cut. And he got it on the dirt and turned and threw a bullet, like you said. That was a bang-bang play. And, of course, you have to send that guy at that time. Because if you don't make the play, you win the game.
Yeah, two out, especially. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you have coming up? I'm anxious to hear Bip.
Well, I got Bip Roberts coming on. Of course, he's been with NBC for over 15 years. He was a 1992 All-Star with Cincinnati, played with the Oakland A's, and he's coming up next on Talkin' Baseball.
All right. Very good. So that's our open. The Giants win it 6-5 in 10 innings, their first walk-off. More baseball today at Oracle. Just a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful weekend of baseball so far. All right, we'll take a break. Bip Roberts joins Bill next right here, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.